The end of summer is often announced by the arrival of goldenrod, the yellow clusters of tall-stemmed flowers popping up everywhere. If you're like me, you dread this change of season not because of the colder weather settling in, but because of the allergies it brings with it. My son and I both suffer from seasonal allergies, and this time of year can be the worst. Our sneezing, wheezing, coughing, and itching was thought to be a result of those yellow flowers we've seen sprouting up everywhere. However, while goldenrod does produce pollen, it is falsely accused for your seasonal suffering. The real culprit is the less noticeable ragweed, also a pollen-producing plant. Though, other than their pollen production, there are not many similarities between the two. Goldenrod gets the blame for the allergy season because of how visible the golden flowers are. We assume the airborne pollen is from those brightly colored flowers, when in fact these plants are pollinated in very different ways. Goldenrod is pollinated by many different insects, including monarch butterflies, as they prepare for their migration south, whereas ragweed is pollinated by the air, which causes your sneezing and sniffling. So, how do you know which plant to welcome in your garden and which one to carefully remove? Well, goldenrod is famous for its clusters of tiny golden yellow flowers on top of a tall stem that springs up in your backyard and along the highway. Some species of goldenrod can reach 3 to 6 feet tall and bloom mid-August through October. It is full of benefits for animals and humans. In fact, goldenrod may be your new allergy antidote. You can infuse it in a tea to fight allergies because of its antiseptic and antimicrobial properties. And Native Americans used goldenrod as a poultice for wounds and burns. Thomas Edison even experimented with goldenrod to make rubber in the 1920s during times of war when imports were limited. Goldenrod contains a natural rubber compound, but Edison created a variety that maximized this production. His variation grew to be 15 feet tall and contained 12% rubber. Goldenrod also plays a vital role in the monarch's migration as they depend on its nectar to gain weight for their long journey, and it offers overwintering insects a place to form a gall or home on its leaves or stem. Ragweed's flowers, on the other hand, are small, green, and not very noticeable. The plant resembles a fern with its cylindrical, rough, and hairy leaves divided into lobes. It can grow up to 4 feet tall and can often be found in orchards, meadows, and along roadsides. Because of its light weight, ragweed's pollen can carry up to 2 miles in the wind and up to 400 miles out to sea, making the effects of your allergies almost impossible to avoid. But before you gear up to remove and destroy this unwelcome guest, you might consider the benefits it provides to many species. Ragweed seeds are an essential part of some animals' diet, such as the purple finch, the mourning dove, the American goldfinch, and the red-bellied woodpecker. It can also provide shelter for wildlife like rabbits and grasshoppers. However, if your allergies are too severe to handle, no one would blame you for wanting to get rid of this weed. Digging out the roots and persistently chopping any new growth will eventually kill the plant. Just remember to wear your gardening gloves to avoid any skin irritation. Hopefully, the next time you come across goldenrod, you can breathe a little easier, knowing it's not the allergy aggressor you thought it was. To learn more about our listening area's native plants, you can visit explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.